Revenue Chat episode 143.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Welcome to this episode of Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. In our last episode, 142, Rico Cavaglia gives a highly stimulating and intelligent talk on what aging is really all about, and he discloses his full Be Bold and Never Be Old system. Just take one look at his picture and realize he looks 50 years younger than he really is. Lots of great information here that you really should start on now, no matter what your age is. Hey, you want to live a long, healthy, prosperous life? Then listen to this and start on it. And you can catch every episode of Revenue Chat on my mobile app. Just go to tonydurso.com/mobile from your cell or tablet. All episodes of Revenue Chat automatically appear in column 2. And column 1 is my other weekly high-profile show that focuses on highlighting stars, greats, and game changers called The Spotlight with Tony D'Urso. Go to tonydurso.com/mobile from your cell or tablet. Okay, today we set the stage for Revenue Chat with AJ Wilcox, getting the highest quality B2B leads. AJ is a LinkedIn ads pro who founded B2Linked.com, a LinkedIn ads specific agency, in 2014. These newly minted LinkedIn official partners manage among the world's most sophisticated accounts worldwide. He's also a ginger and a triathlete. Living in Utah with his wife and four kids, his company car is a go-kart. Lucky guy. All right, revenue crew, let's rev it up. Get ready for AJ to tell us how to get the highest quality B2B leads. Here we go. Hi, AJ. How are you?
Hey, Tony. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. You know, such a pleasure to have you. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us on Revenue Chat. We're going to have a fun show today.
Oh, it's a party.
Yeah. And today we're going to talk about getting the highest quality B2B leads. And why I say we're going to have fun today is I come from, or should I say I came from, the lead generation space and marketing. This is what I did for many years before I did podcasting. So while I don't do it every day, I really love this subject. So this is cool to be able to talk about it.
Oh, we're going to have a great conversation then.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take it from the top, shall we? The first thing I'd love to know, and the Revenue Crew audience would love to know, AJ, is how did it all start for you?
Well, you know, I've been doing digital marketing for about the last 10 years. Kind of different story how I kind of ended up in marketing for a career. But about 5 years into digital marketing, I got recruited into a local, highly funded tech startup. It was really a cool position. It was the envy of all of my friends who were all kind of gunning for the same position. Got in, and on my first day, I went and met with the CMO, and I laid out my whole marketing plan. You know, here's what I'm going to do with search engine optimization and with Google AdWords and all of those things. And she said, okay, all that sounds great. Go ahead and execute. But just so you know, we started a pilot using LinkedIn ads. So see what you can do with it. And I was like, yes, ma'am, absolutely. I saluted and walked out of her office. And then as soon as I got out there, I went, I've never even heard of LinkedIn ads. I have no idea what I'm doing. So I didn't want to look like an idiot in front of my new boss. So I went and spent a whole bunch of time researching, trying to basically make LinkedIn ads do great work for me. And within about 2 weeks, one of the sales guys came up to me and said, hey, AJ, we don't know what you're doing, but we love your lead. Keep it up. And so I go and look at this particular sales rep inside of the CRM we were using, Salesforce at the time, and all of the leads that he was dispositioning were all from LinkedIn, even though I was working with other sources. And so it was at that moment I went, huh, there's really something to this channel that I've never even heard of before this. Sounds like I should be investing more and more of my time in it.
This is really cool. Very interesting to know. And I'm just going to just lay it on the table right now. Here it comes. I'm familiar and I've been all over Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and many other names that people probably have never heard of. I've been there, done that. But I got to tell you, I'm going to be straight up authentic and honest here. I've never used LinkedIn. I've never done a LinkedIn ad, though I have a very big LinkedIn following. So let's take this apart a little bit more because I'm really engaged in this. I like to know, first of all, let's separate LinkedIn from some of the bigger boys, if they are bigger boys, like Bing and Google AdWords. Can you tell us the difference between that and the social media ads?
Yes, great. So when you're considering different types of marketing activities, you have these things that are search related, like Google Ads, Bing Ads, and SEO. And then you have activities that are social related, obviously on a social platform. So let's say you're running both of them, that there's a little bit of a difference of approach in them, and you'll kind of get some different quality of leads. So first of all, on the search side, anyone can type a keyword. And so if you're bidding on a keyword, you're saying, hey, if someone types HR software, we want our ads to show up. Well, you don't have any control over whether that person is the CEO of a company or the janitor or anything in between. You just know that they're looking for what you do. So chances are this is going to be a hot lead. It could close tomorrow, but it may be a tire kicker. It may be from a company who can't afford your software. And so that's the downside to it. Social, on the other hand, you have this ability to target people by their propensity to buy, what they're interested in, what their position is, how big their company is, can they afford you? And so that's really, I think, the magic with LinkedIn is this ability to target and make sure, you know, you're targeting people not by what they're looking for right now, but by the fact that they can afford you and that they're the right person to talk to. So generally, they produce a very, very good type of lead. It's just one that you have to nurture a little bit more than a search channel.
All right. Well, we've got some people in the audience, I'm certain, that are diehards in their particular niche of how they do their leads. I've spoken in many of my interviews, people have talked about doing Google AdWords, for example. Let's drill this down just a little bit more to better understand the difference. Because there's some people, whatever they're paying, and I'm talking from the old days, you know, $5, $10, $15 a lead or whatever they are, and they consider they are worth it and that they're gold.
Yeah, so I definitely think that a lead is a lead, and your sales team, based off of what your product is like and how the sales team likes to work with people, they may have a preference. And some people really like having leads that are hot, someone who's going to close tomorrow, and maybe it's a lower priced product, so you don't have to qualify someone so much, then search channels are great for that. On the other hand, a lot of people are selling products that the market doesn't have a name for yet. You know, it's a product that's slightly disruptive or it's just not well known. And so there isn't search traffic out there. There's no search volume of people looking for it because they didn't know it existed. And so social works really well for that. So really just depends on what your sales team wants. But most sales teams at larger organizations, I really like to see a pretty even mixture. I'm a big social guy, but I would be the first one to say, hey, you should absolutely be running SEO, Google AdWords, and Bing Ads at the same time.
I got you. And while I don't have all the screens open up of every social media site, on the social media ads, of course, one can drill demographics, gender, age, territory, hobbies. You can go down to whether the person likes Anthony Robbins or Tony D'Urso and, you know, or anything like that. You can really drill down interest. You know, I like bowling, you know, which I don't even know why people say that sometimes because I don't think anybody bowls anymore. But you can, or I don't like bowling, okay? You know, so you can really drill down in social media. And I've been to many, many other sites with names you've never heard of probably, where you just get people or you just get traffic or you get people from these domains or, hey, we own, you know, howtobuysilver.com and you get those people from that domain, but you don't really know your demographics. So that leads into, let's compare a little bit more. I know you really like LinkedIn ads, so let's compare this now. Let's compare it to, let's say, Facebook ads. How would you compare that, please?
Yeah, so Facebook is really interesting because they have, just like you mentioned, so much data about us personally. I can literally target an ad to just people in the Bay Area who own a boat or who have Verizon as their cell phone carrier. It's crazy how detailed you can get. As soon as you start getting into the business-to-business side, though, there just aren't that many people out there who are willing to tell Facebook what their job title is and which company they work for. It's a very personal type of platform. Whereas LinkedIn knew that information from the second you created a profile, right? You told it what company and what your job title was, and it knows all of your past positions and knows what your skills are and what groups you're a member of. So from a B2C side, Facebook all day long. But for B2B, it's really difficult to scale Facebook on just the people that it has the data on. And LinkedIn is, you know, far and away the winner there with so much better targeting for B2B.
All right, AJ, I'm kind of getting with it. I'm thinking, and I'm a total novice. I've never done it, as I'm sure probably a good portion of the Revenue Crew audience. Let's talk about targeting. And can you kind of give me the contrast, the targeting between other platforms? What can LinkedIn do for us on that?
Yeah, you bet. So I'll run through what is available on LinkedIn. And this is just, I should mention, a very small portion of what's available. You can target by someone's job title, what department they work in, what their level of seniority is, skills on their profile, groups they're members of, their education, what college they went to, how long they've been in the workforce. It just goes on and on and on. It's really, really rare that I come across someone in B2B that LinkedIn can't find their ideal customer. Versus Facebook, we have a few filters you can use on Facebook for B2B. There's job title and company name, and they had a little debacle a few months ago with some job title targeting that was kind of in the news, so they disabled it. So right now, you may or may not, at the time of listening to this, be able to access these, but job title targeting kind of got shut down. You can target by office type, by seniority, and company size. And the funny part was, I really, really rely on company size based off of how expensive my clients' products are. And in Facebook, there was a study here about probably 6 months ago that got published where someone did comparisons of company size when you're targeting by Facebook's company size versus when you're not. And they basically came to the conclusion that it's totally irrelevant. Like, whether you have that filter on or not, you're going to get the same kinds of leads. So it's tougher to work, but I should also mention that Facebook ads is about 5 to 8 times less expensive than LinkedIn. So maybe it's better for you to spread more broadly and pay less than it would be to get super hyper specific like on LinkedIn and pay much more per click.
All right. Well, that's a very interesting point there. I just spoke to someone past week paying $3.30 per lead on Facebook and likes that only because this person knows their cost of acquisition and they have their metrics and the value of what a lead is to them. Now, to me, that doesn't really mean anything. It's a lead for what? A lead to buy a Mercedes or a lead to buy a course? I think in this instance, it was a lead to get into some sort of marketing type classes and courses. So, okay, that makes sense. Is it true that a majority of new businesses fail? Check this out. In order to have a successful growing business, there are some vital points that you must know. You must have worked them out thoroughly. They must be synchronized with each other, and all employees, consultants, and companies that you depend on must know these items and be in agreement with them if your new business is to meet with a high percentage of success. Get it free. The Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at TonyDURSO.com/vision. Learn how to establish your vision, purpose, long-term objective, and master plan, including strategic and tactical planning. Get the Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at TonyDURSO.com/vision. V-I-S-I-O-N.
My name is Kevin Van Ekren. Over the past decade, I've started several businesses, invested in 50 others, owned and operated a farm, and, of course, did 10,000 hours ride-alongs with the police, because who doesn't do that for fun? And through all that, what I learned is we need to have more deep and profound conversations to understand the world around us. That is exactly what I do, with celebrities, intellectuals, and comedians alike. Come check us out at the State of Logic podcast.
And we're back with AJ Wilcox, who tells us how to get the highest quality B2B leads.
For LinkedIn, what kind of price would we look at if we wanted to get leads of, okay, let's say people that wanted to buy our classes, our online marketing classes or something?
Well, so keep in mind that the cost per click on LinkedIn on average is somewhere between about $6 and $9. So it's definitely not cheap. And so because of that, because you have to pay so much more money to get in order to show an actual return, you need to make a lot more money on the other end. So I would tell someone, like, if you're just selling marketing courses, your sale price is probably under $5,000. And so it may not make sense. I tell people, if you're going to make $15,000 or more from a deal, then LinkedIn makes sense nearly every time. If you're going to make less than that, it might be harder to show ROI, or at least know that this is going to be a really successful channel. So make sure it's a high lifetime value on whatever you're chasing.
Oh, okay. I got it. I'll use Facebook to sell my marketing class, and I'll use LinkedIn to sell my Mercedes.
Yes, that's perfect. Love it.
Okay. No, this is really good because I can drill it. All right. Well, it's got a high ticket. It's seemingly high ticket. Let's put that in quotes because it's not really a high ticket. It just seems like a high price. But when you're selling a house or you're selling something for $15,000, $20,000, $5, $10 is meaningless. It's insignificant towards that. So let's kind of get into this. What do people use LinkedIn ads for? Like, give me an example. What would they be selling? Maybe it'll jog some of the mind of our revenue crew audience who'll say, oh, I can sell that on LinkedIn.
Love it. So business to business, either products or services, I've had a lot of success with both. So on the product side, I've had some medical device manufacturers do really well because obviously you sell an x-ray machine or something and it's going to, you know, really, really cost a lot. So you're doing great. You're able to recoup that investment. On the services side, we have a lot of SaaS software clients. So software as a service where, you know, it costs very little in incremental dollars to add a new customer on to use the platform, but it's usually worth quite a bit. So those tend to work really well. There's also a couple other industries that, or use cases, I think, that LinkedIn ads just kills it for. One is white collar recruiting. So if you can imagine, if you're trying to hire a new marketing manager, you can show ads to people who are already of the job title marketing manager in your area and say, we want you to apply. And you can imagine, when there's an ad asking someone to apply because they look qualified, you're probably going to get a really high response rate. So that works really well. And then finally, I've seen a lot of success in higher education. So something like an MBA school recruiting candidates, the targeting on LinkedIn around someone's education, what school they went to, what they studied, what degree they got is amazing. So it works really well for that as well.
Very clever. There's some very clever use of ads. Okay. I'm just thinking with this because I've never done a LinkedIn ad before, but it really makes very interesting sense. And in terms of the people that click, is it well controlled that they're real people really interested? Are there anyone gaming the system, any tricks, anything that we should know about?
LinkedIn actually does a really good job of pruning out profiles. I know because I created a fake profile at one point, and I didn't do anything that I thought could send off a signal that this is a fake profile, but it still got shut down. So I think LinkedIn's doing a pretty good job of shutting down fake accounts or duplicate accounts. And plus, people don't generally surf around on an account that wouldn't be legitimate. So yeah, pretty much anyone that does clicking from your LinkedIn ads is going to be a quality real person, which is really nice that LinkedIn's not a big target, because we see a ton of spam traffic come from Facebook ads right now, just because it's the 800-pound gorilla. There's a ton of opportunity there. It's harder to control the spam and errant clicks.
Oh, I totally agree. I did a Facebook ad maybe 6 months ago for a local venue, and I did 50-mile radius to see. I wanted to test, could I get people into a particular event that I was attending? And I did a Facebook ad, and I drilled it down and targeted it as tightly as possible using all of the Facebook methodology possible. And I got a lot of people clicking through, 100, 200, 300 people clicking on my event to see what it was. But I got to tell you, out of all that and all the money spent, not one person attended the event. And it made me suspicious of Facebook. Is anyone gaming it? Do they have partners? And I've run into this on other companies. And I'm not saying Facebook games it. I'm not saying that there's other partners. I'm just saying for that specific action, it didn't work. And it made me wonder in terms of what Facebook ads are good for. And that said, I know people that love Facebook ads, have make $100,000+ a month on Facebook ads. I know some zillionaires using Facebook ads. There are ads good for it and perhaps ads not good for it, or perhaps I just didn't do it right. But I have since found other ways to be able to bring a person to an event. But that was very interesting. And I've done a lot of tests. On LinkedIn, I like the fact that every person that clicks it, you know, because of their system, they're real, they're bona fide, they're drilled down to a profile. Usually they're seasoned. And I can see why you setting up a profile wouldn't go through very for long and would get shut down. Very interesting. I've been using LinkedIn, by the way, for, you know, communication and business, but not the ads, for at least a decade. So I'm in there, well-seasoned, got a big following on LinkedIn. But this is opening up, and you can comment on that, but I wanted to ask if some of our audience wanted to know more information about this. Would you mind getting a call or an email or a communication, kind of help educate someone a little more on this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm totally open to questions. So the two best ways of getting in contact, number one, if you go to our website, b2linked.com, that's the letter B, the number two, and then the word linked.com. If you fill out the form at the bottom of the page, you won't reach a salesman and you won't be put into any complex marketing automation workflow. You will get my inbox and I don't sell. So feel free to reach out and ask me anything. And I'm also really active on Twitter. Wilcox AJ is my handle there. And so just shoot any questions you have to me, and I'm more than happy to answer.
Okay, great. All right, Revenue Crew, you heard it. If you want to get some further information on LinkedIn ads, which sounds extremely high quality and extremely effective, especially if you've got something that you sell or want to sell that's over a $5,000 ticket item, it's B, the number two, and then linked, that's LINKED. B2LINKED.com. And I think there's a checklist. If you go /checklist, there's some cool stuff, but I don't want to steal AJ's thunder. I'll let him talk about that in a minute.
Sounds good.
All right. Now, I really like to know, because you're all into this and you're very knowledgeable about LinkedIn, but I really like to know, and this is your favorite question, by the way, your favorite question for the day. I want to talk about purpose, AJ. I really like to know, what motivates you? What drives you?
Ooh, I love this question. I really do. For me, I feel like my purpose when I wake up is investment. And I'll explain what I mean by that. Early on in our business, it was kind of my brainchild here and me working away at it. I did a lot of things for free, and I did a lot of things that I knew weren't going to pay me a dollar tomorrow, but in the future they might. Things like content creation, things like, you know, investing my time in helping people and creating relationships. And that really drives me. And I know in the future, you know, karma's real. Things, you know, benefit comes back when you are willing to help. And I've definitely seen this. We're now in year three of our company, and now, you know, I'm seeing leads come in from sources that I don't even know where they came from. And so I'm just really passionate about investing and watching relationships, you know, blossom and grow where everyone benefits. That's what drives me.
Cool. I like that. Very nice. And your passion, your zeal, your enthusiasm for what you do really comes out. And that's very cool, because when you connect with a company that's really, really behind what they do, you know that you're going to get a really good service and you're going to get something really good. AJ, we're kind of close to wrapping up now. I'd like to know, is there anything else you'd like our audience to know about, please?
Well, you bet. Yeah, I'll share the checklist. So I get this question quite a bit where people go, hey, I really want to advertise on LinkedIn. I can't afford you yet, but we'd like to get started. How do we go about doing that? So we came out with the B2 Linked checklist. It's the onboarding checklist. This is the same checklist that if you came to us and said, we want to start advertising with you, we would give this to you to get the account up and running. So if you want to give it a shot yourself, you go to b2linked.com/checklist. And download it. And those are the 8 steps that it takes to get your ads up and live on LinkedIn. And then, of course, if you have any questions past then, reach out on the website or over Twitter, and I will be more than happy to help guide.
Very, very cool. All right, Revenue Crew, check it out. B2 Linked, that's LINKED, b2linked.com/checklist and see if this is workable for you, if there's a fit. And of course, reach out to AJ if you have any questions. And you heard it. He's under oath, by the way. We have it documented on the show. He says he doesn't sell. So you're welcome to ask him all the questions you want.
That's right. You don't have to worry about me being a high pressure sales guy. I just don't do it. I just provide value until someone says, yeah, okay, what's it going to take for us to have you work on that with us? So, yep, not a sales guy.
I love it. That's the way to work. I love it. Well, AJ, thank you so much. It was great. I loved it. I learned quite a bit. It was really good to tear this apart. I hope Revenue Crew audience checked it out. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much, Tony. And Revenue Crew, party on.
All right. Well, once again, AJ Wilcox, and we talked about getting the highest quality B2B leads. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat.
If you like this interview with AJ, would you kindly give me a review on iTunes? It's the purple icon on your Apple device. A sentence or two is just fine. Thanks in advance. And our next episode is with Peter Hug, talking about, is gold a good investment? Peter began his career in the foreign exchange and precious metals markets in 1974 with one of Canada's largest dealers. With a short hiatus in the 90s, Peter's actively involved in the metals markets, not only as a trader, but as a consultant responsible for establishing two of the largest foreign exchange services in Canada and metals dealers from as far away as New Zealand. Currently, Peter is responsible for the trading operations of Kitco Metals, one of North America's largest retail dealer in metals. Peter answers the question, is gold a good investment, on the next episode of Revenue Chat. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.